Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to the FanDuel Fantasy Minute. Now, the Week 1 games are not yet underway, so you can't play, but the Week 1 salaries are up there, so it's never too early to start thinking about how you want to set your lineup to chase the millions and millions of dollars up for grabs at FanDuel. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Matt Ryan, right now he's priced at $8,500 against the Philadelphia Eagles. He's an upper echelon guy who I think is going to have a big game. Threw for more than 300 yards in four of his last five games last season with 11 touchdowns during that span. And I think he's in for a big season with Kyle Shanahan calling the plays because Kyle will utilize Julio Jones very effectively. Look for them to throw the ball a lot against this Philadelphia Eagles secondary. The Eagles gave up the second most passing yards last year. They gave up the most pass plays of 20 or more yards, the most pass plays of 40 or more yards, the third most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. And when you think about what you need to produce, it's opportunities. While the Eagles run so many plays on offense, their defense is more than any team in the NFL in 2014, and they had the second most plays run against. So I think Matt Ryan's going to light up the scoreboard in the dome down there. I also like Sam Bradford in that very same game in the Georgia Dome. No team gave up more passing yards per game last season than did the Atlanta Falcons. And the Philadelphia Eagles quarterbacks last year had as many 20-point fantasy games, nine of them, as did the New Orleans Saints ace Drew Brees. So you're getting some value here. Sam Bradford, Pat Price in the mid-7,000s. And finally, if you're looking for a bargain, he's as cheap as a quarterback can be. It's a tough matchup against Cincinnati, but I like Derek Carr at home. Carr had 12 passing touchdowns in his last six games in Oakland, where this game is going to be played. I love the additions of Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, giving him some real weapons. And the fact of the matter is, Oakland probably going to be trailing in this game, so I think he's going to have the opportunity to really put the ball in the air in the second half, which leads to fantasy points. He's bargain basement. If you want to load up with a stud somewhere and take a swing for the fences, I think Derek Carr is a good bet for you. That'll do it for the FanDuel Fantasy Minute. Go to FanDuel.com/Cleveland for your chance to enter free contests and win big-time Browns prizes and experiences. Good luck.